It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
MGP 465. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 I say with me as ever. Was it last week sheepdog was skiving off again?
Do you know what's really frustrating? Last week.
You turning up when you feel like. Next
last question. Week, I was like, oh, I don't feel very well at all. I feel really rough. I'm going to have to miss everything and have the night just on the sofa feeling rough. And then, like Saturday, I was like, oh, I feel pretty good, actually. Having that night off really helped. And now for the rest of the week, I've just got progressively worse with a cold. I sound and look less ill than I was last week, but I feel better, if that makes sense. It's weird. I'm just very blocked up at the moment. I thought I was getting hay fever earlier in the week because I was just talking with a really kind of voice, and
that's how you always talk.
Yeah, well, apparently I always have a blocked nose then, but tonight, I mean, I've just done a whole stream where I had no problems, and then I've come off that, and now I feel really like I've got a cold again. So sorry, I'm gonna try my absolute hardest to avoid sniffing and coughing and all of that stuff. Kev's already told me he'll kick me out if I sniff, so I'm trying really hard.
Well, as I said to you beforehand, I don't really care if the listeners can hear it, so I'll just mute you on Discord so I can't hear you and leave them to figure out their own solution. I think that's probably the best way.
At least he's being discreet when you have a cold, Kevin. You're so loud. And
not on the podcast, I'm not. I'm a professional.
You are around me. It's mingling. It's horrible.
I'm thinking the wire on this is pretty long, so I might just like say my piece, mute, go stand over the other side of the room and then just chip in every now and again later on. I mean, it's basically what I do anyway, isn't it?
Let me know when he stops sniffing and I'll unmute him.
Yeah, he's not sniffing.
How have you all been for the past fortnight then? Any news?
Excellent. Sheepdog. Sheepdog. Yes, mm-hmm. I went to the best place in the universe this week.
Leicester.
Leicester is the best place in the universe. There was this little section of Leicester, which is only a 5-minute walk from where I parked my car in the city centre, where they had a Forbidden Planet, a games workshop, two separate hobby shops, a retro and vintage gaming shop, and a vintage clothing shop that had loads of old football shirts in. And there's another hobby shop around the corner that I couldn't find. All within spitting distance of each other. Plus, at the centre of all of them, there's a branch of donuts. It was just like, I mean, that's the only place I ever need to go from now on. I can literally get anything I want to buy for the rest of my life. They've got an Apple store as well. Anything I want to buy for the rest of my life, I can now get in this 200 metre square area of Leicester where I can buy comics, games, toys, Apple products, probably pants. It's just, you know, everything I want is there.
I never knew there was a Forbidden Planet an hour away from me. That's thrown me a bit. There's not one closer, is there, that I've just not known existed?
There's one in Cambridge as well.
I mean, that's also an hour away, isn't it? So it's not...
Cambridge is a little... I don't know. I would say, unless you're driving like an old lady, neither Cambridge or Leicester are an hour away from you.
I'm talking about, you know, Google Maps is telling me it's an hour and 10 minutes, 42 miles.
You'll drive Kev style. It's like 20 minutes.
If my enemies are out there waiting now, that's two hints you've had from me in the past month or so. I get weak for an hour a day, and I'm 42 miles from the centre of Leicester.
Yeah, they can triangulate you now.
That's it. It's all coming together. I mean, they already know that I live behind the Tesco's in Market Deeping. So, I mean, I've given them a lot of hints, but that's probably... No, oh my God, I've just realised, and this is a bit of a tangent, but oh my God, I think it's all piecing together. There's like a 90-year-old lady who lives around the corner from me, and people keep kicking her door in, and I think it's probably... They're aiming for me and have just assumed. It's all pieced together for me.
That does make sense.
They're kicking
the door
in.
Every door behind Tesco.
There's no rhyme or reason, but they keep like, you know, it was a meme on TikTok. There's a Kesha song where she's singing and then there's like this beat and people were standing outside doors and they were waiting for the beat to drop. And as the beat dropped, she kicked the door in and you run for it. And they've been doing it to this house.
That's horrible.
Didn't realize. Yeah, I don't think they know or realize that this old lady lives there. Now I'm thinking they probably think it's me. But yeah, bless her. The police have been around and all sorts. It's been going on for a while, bless her. But it's all just come together while I was rabbiting. And I thought, it's because they know. They must
think
that's the hour.
This is the whole reason why me and Anna didn't buy that house you were trying to sell us across the road from you. The whole reason. Because we didn't want people knocking on our door looking for you after you've revealed everybody's location or revealed your own location. Yeah. So we have to stay like 30 miles away from you just to make sure we don't get caught in your fallout zone.
Well, they are going to triangulate you now, knowing that you're 30 miles from me.
I haven't told them how far I am from anywhere else, though, so they're going to have to go around the entire circumference of that circle.
They know you're within short driving distance of Leicester, though, so, I mean, we've narrowed it down a lot.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to move. Anna, we're moving into the special house we were looking at earlier. That's the special house that gets Kev a toy room. I want a toy room, damn it.
I mean... You so have just... a lot of spare rooms.
Not here.
We don't have any spare rooms at the moment. But we're gradually getting rid of all these children.
Why is your living room not your toy room?
We're looking to buy a 5-bedroom house just as all the kids move out. That's our plan. That way we get plenty of playrooms. We like playrooms. Because Anna's toy room is the living room. So at the moment, I've got my office, the cupboard under the stairs, and my storage unit. But I'm thinking, new house... Can have my office with a toy room next to it. I no longer need a cupboard under the stairs or a storage unit. I just have all my stuff in one little half of a floor of the house.
When you this get a shed plan. For tinkering in, like a proper old
I'm
man.
Not going outside.
His cards
all of my,
get damaged.
All of my stuff, yeah, you my cards are a bit damaged, my figures are a bit damaged. I need to store my stuff in a climate-controlled area. Anna wanted to kill me the other day because I've got a couple of big plastic Tupperware things full of Pokemon cards that I won't take to the storage unit because it's not climate controlled, so they still have to live under the stairs.
Climate controlled seems a bit... You're going to one of these smoking rooms like the cigar shop in Bruges.
I could get a humidor for my cards. That's a great idea. Well, I think it's the opposite of what you want for cards.
Oh, is it? You want a humid room then, do you? You want them to
be dry. But not too dry and warm, but not too warm.
I thought you wanted cigars to be dry so they would burn.
I thought the idea of the room for the cigars is to keep the air ever so slightly moist. Let's face it, neither of us are cigar smiths. I don't think we know the full protocol. I always assumed it's called a humidor, isn't it? Because you called it a thermidor.
You keep saying
which is a lobster. I think it's called a humidor, which surely makes something humid.
I assumed... That the idea was you make them as dry as possible so that when they meet a flame, they burst into fire.
Well, if anyone is a cigar smith and wants to let us know, just tweet at Pab1986 and let us know. And he can report back to us next week and let us know how to successfully smoke a cigar. But getting back to the importantness of my trip to Leicester, Sheepdog, it does loosely link into the rest of the episode.
Because
I bought many things. One of them, I bought a little tiny Lego nanoblock Charizard that I spent an hour making.
I saw that on Twitter.
Which is very snazzy. They had loads of them. I could have bought lots of little tiny Lego Pokies. That was great. That was in one of these awesome shops. But from that same shop, I bought my first game of the week. Although I can't call it a game in earshot of the little fella because he'll get offended. But I purchased for the first time in over 20 years... Darren the Tamagotchi.
I knew you were going to say Tamagotchi. I thought
I've been playing with my Tamagotchi since Wednesday, And I can't wake him up now because he's gone to bed. I've got a little bit of an issue with him today because I wasn't around when he went to bed. He goes to sleep at 8 o'clock. And then all I can do after he's gone to sleep is turn off his light. But he's done a poo just before bed. But I can't clean up his poo while he's sleeping. I've got to wait until 9 o'clock in the morning to clean up his poo. So he's basically sleeping in his own poo. I think somebody's going to get an injection in the morning or they're going to die. But yeah, I have been loving this Tamagotchi. I don't understand why these ever went away. It's brilliant. It's exactly the same as it was in the 90s. You've got a little Dot Matrix style pixel screen that has no backlight and you can't see unless you're looking directly at it from really quite close. It is useless. It's got three little buttons that you can only press if you get them at exactly the right angle. And through those buttons, you can do one of a few things. You can feed him if he's hungry. He'll refuse to be fed if he's not hungry. You can play with him. And the game is amazing. I don't know if you remember the Tamagotchi game. It basically involves guessing whether he's going to turn left or right.
And that
makes him very happy. If he poos, I can scoop up his poo. If he gets ill, I can inject him. And when he gets tired, I can turn off his light and he'll sleep. And the goal, according to the instructions, is to have my little alien stay with me for as long as possible before he returns to his home planet. He doesn't die, but when he's had enough, he's going to go back to his own planet. One Tamagotchi year is equivalent to one human day. He is now 3 years old. Apparently, if I can get him to 23 years old before he goes back to his home planet, I am a Tamagotchi master. So my goal now is to keep Darren alive for the next 19 days. And let's face it, I don't have much else going on in my day. The moment he beeps, I'm there fixing him. So he is always well fed. He is always well exercised. He has his light turned off when he's supposed to. My first slip up has been this sneaky bedtime turd, which I'm hoping isn't going to cause too much in the way of problems. I've even got his discipline maxed out because every now and again he'll try and get my attention and I'll check and he's not hungry and he's been played with. So you slap him down, give him a bit of discipline, and apparently that makes him happy as well. He's still in the stage where he's just a circle, but I assume he's going to become more than a circle at some point. I don't actually know because back in the 90s when I had one of these, I don't think I ever got one to last 3 days like I have now. Because obviously school was a thing. So we'd get through the weekend and on Monday morning, I'd hang it on the little hook in the kitchen for my mum to look after. And she'd try her best, but she claimed that she had other things to be doing other than just looking after my Tamagotchi all day. And sometimes they'd die. So I don't ever remember one getting this aged. But yeah, I have an excellent Tamagotchi and now I want 100 of them.
If you set the clock to 23:59, you can get that.
That's cheating.
100 years old in no time.
But that's cheating.
Spend car journeys doing that when I was a kid. I'm guessing you watched Turning Red then and just thought, I'm going to jump on this bandwagon.
I have no idea what Turning Red is.
You watched it.
What is it?
The cartoon we watched.
Turning Red. Big, oh, that film with the panda
bear.
In?
Yes.
What's that got to do with Tamagotchis?
She has a Tamagotchi.
One in the film.
Does she?
You've been Disney'd, mate.
Got but you. We watched that after we went to Leicester.
No, we didn't.
Waltz had you like a kipper.
What, are you telling me that I watched that movie this week
yeah.
and then just happened to see one of these in a shop and bought it?
Yeah.
Yes. You've been absolutely
well, I
done.
Never. So he's done me for a trip to Disneyland
yep.
and now I've got a Tamagotchi as well.
Yeah.
He's got you on toast.
18 quid this cost
me. We watched that on
me.
Monday or Tuesday, I think.
And then we went to Leicester on Wednesday and you then let me buy a Tamagotchi. I mean, why are you letting me be marketed to? You know I'm not supposed to be marketed to. You know how impressionable I am.
I watched that film and thought,
we had this conversation just the other week.
I may have even said it.
I'm far too impressionable. You mustn't let me do things off the back of things that I've seen. Basically, we're getting to the point where you have to stop letting me see things. Because then I'll get them.
Poke him in the eye, Anna. Just
I don't really want to be blind.
Or take his glasses.
Because then I won't get to see stuff. Taking my glasses is a good idea. I reckon that film could have been just as enjoyable with my glasses off, and then I'd have never known about the Tamagotchi.
It baffles me that you watched the whole film and didn't see the Tamagotchi somehow.
I was playing Pokemon the whole time. I was playing my... Whenever I watch anything now, I have my iPad on my lap and I'm just playing the card game, so...
Unless it's Apprentice.
Yeah, I kind of watch with my ears and look up very occasionally. I'm aware it's a pink bear. We went to Build-A-Bear and they... Same thing. We went to Build-A-Bear. That was another brilliant thing in the Golden Square in Leicester. We went to Build-A-Bear and they had the Build-A-Bears in there for that character. So they've made it into Build-A-Bear quickly enough. Yeah, I had to get Lucy a Build-A-Bear because I've never had one. You're 20. I thought I'd made it. I made it 20 years without getting that girl a Build-A-Bear. And she got me for one on Wednesday. Can you believe it?
Bizarre, like a school fate that had been everywhere. I remember getting I'm sure we got a Pokemon one from one. And I'm thinking, they've not been in Build-A-Bear that long. And someone's already lobbed it at a school fate. So, yeah.
Wow.
it just seems
well,
mad,
I did show it? Excellent restraint because they did have a lot of Pokemon stuff in there and I was tempted to get myself one, but then I've remembered that that's money I can't spend on cards if I waste it on plushies.
What are you becoming? I listened to last week's podcast and just thought, I'm going to have to become Mr. Football Manager. I need to go and win 7 showdowns now. You're stealing my identity.
You have to find a weird niche bit of Football Manager that I'm not particularly interested in. That's the key. Because it's the cards that I'm into.
You're bleeding into the other stuff, though. I've got those little blocks. I haven't done any of them. Well, they're Ollie's, but I haven't done any of those Lego things. They're just in boxes in Ollie's room. And I've got all the plushies behind me now.
I'm not going to buy plushies. They're too expensive. I ain't getting involved in that. I'd rather spend the money on cards. That Lego thing was a tenner. So that was an easy purchase. But you ain't picking up a plushie for a tenner. At least
that
not where I'm
thing
looking.
Was £10.
They do that mega nano... block things are quite cool. So gonna...
That nano thing was a tenner.
Yeah. That kept me amused throughout the entire first half of the Posh game on Wednesday night when we got beaten yet again.
It's only worth like a fiver.
What do you mean it's only worth? Like, hour's worth of entertainment is worth like 40 quid.
Okay.
I'll happily spend 40 quid to be amused for an hour. That was a bargain. On what basis is it only worth a fiver?
For what it is, you built it. Now, what do you do with it? Look at it.
I look at it. It sits next to my Batman pop and my little wooden giraffe on my desk.
They sell them at Comic Con, so they'll be there in May. That's where I got the two for.
I don't need to go to Comic Con anymore. I've got Comic Con in Leicester. It's just all there all the time. I don't need to go anywhere anymore. If they can find somewhere for me to just speak and have a group of people listen and then applaud at the end, I have literally no reason to go to Comic Con anymore.
I was going to say they sell Mega Blocks for Pokemon as well, where they're like they look a bit more like the actual Pokemon, and you piece them together, and there's like a Mew and a Mewtwo and a ball and all stuff like that. You might enjoy them more. Well, not more, but you know what I mean. There might be more things you can enjoy. They're on Amazon, stuff like that.
Sounds like money I can't spend on cards if I start wasting money on that kind of thing.
It's toys, though, isn't it?
I do like toys. Well, if I'm getting a toy room, Anna, I'm going to need some toys to fill it with. I'm going to get a train set.
No, you're not. You ain't going to have a room.
I'm going to get a hamster.
No, you're not.
And loads of those tubes for the hamster to
you
run
are
through.
You're not getting a hamster. I am not dealing with that. Not a chance.
It would do your head in because they are nighttime animals and they sit there pinging their bars at night.
It'll be two floors away from where we're sleeping. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but you'll just hear dunk. Yeah,
well, I'm going to set the little tubes up so they go from room to room, floor to floor, through all the walls.
No.
So I can just run around the whole house. What about a gerbil or
no,
a ferret?
No.
Come on, a ferret.
No.
Can't take it to France, I suppose.
I always feel guilty. Claire had a hamster when I first knew her, and it spent one night making that weird dunking sound, pinging its teeth on its bars, and the next day it was dead, and I think it might have been a cry for help, and I just didn't help it. In its hour of need,
I let it down.
Sounds
a lot
like
you killed that hamster.
Well, I didn't go near it. It was dunking the bars, and I was just like, stop it. And then the next day it was dead. And I just thought,
Stop it, squeezing it, trying to get the message across that it had to stop.
Maybe it's the hamster's relatives, its ancestors, kicking these doors in, trying to get me.
Maybe. But yeah, other than my Tamagotchi and my Pokemon trading card game and Football Manager, I haven't touched a video game this week. So over to you, Rascals. I've given you my bit.
Cool. No, I'm gonna rattle off mine because it's not too long. I carried on playing Pokemon. I'm pretty much done with Legends Arceus now. There's like they did an update there was like a couple of battle challenges in there that were quite cool. The free update they did was like 15, I think I might have said this before, like 15 hours worth of stuff I've done on it. I was like, that's pretty cool for a free update that they've just thrown out. But on a whim, I was chatting to somebody and they mentioned that they had built a Mario Maker world with 40 levels. And they were like, you can have the code if you want. And I was like, I'm not just going to play it. I'm going to stream it. So I've been streaming Mario Maker 2 all week. And their world is, it is ridiculously hard. Ridiculously. If anyone hasn't seen it on Twitch and just wants to have a go at a really, really difficult world. I felt like the first four parts of it were quite standard. I died a few times, but I was doing it. It was all right. And then I got stuck on a level for like an hour and I got through it eventually. I'm at the point now where I'm at the final castle and I've just died like 50 times. I mean, the last hour and a half of my stream was me dying on this one castle over and over and over again, which I know sounds infuriating. And I'm not going to lie, there was a few times when I absolutely roared and screamed and died inside. And I think I died more the other day. I got to like a ghost house, and the boss on it was just insane. And I spent the last hour of a stream on it and I was like, this is awful. This is so hard. I can't do it. And then today, started up the stream, 15 minutes in, I'd done it. Everyone was a bit shocked. But I'm finding that I didn't realize how good at Mario I could be. Like, I have learned about this now. I've learned things that I didn't know I could do. I don't think I'm good enough to do anything like the is it Kaizo levels they're called? Like, I don't think I could. I think I could learn them. I think if I found a training thing, I could learn how to do all these special Kaizo moves. But I've learned to do a lot of moves I didn't know I could do before, and I've learned to get the momentum right and jump through things right. And the person who made this world is they basically spent last year doing it as a project. So they've not just, not like the levels we threw them together in what, like a week, a day even, when we did our MGPX levels.
An hour.
Yeah. Maybe. This was a proper, they sat there and they went through it all and they timed it right. There was a thing where, for example, I went through a tube, it went all the way around and come out and I had to literally jump back because there was a bullet coming. And I was, little things like that, I just would notice every now and again. I'd be like, okay, they've clearly thought about the length and whatever of this to make this happen. And I mean, it might have just been coincidence, but whatever. And there was just lots of that. You had to get the timing just perfectly right. You had to be in the right rhythm. You had to think about the pattern. There was all these puzzles. And it's the first time I've really sat and done a proper designed world where, like, played through one, I mean, because other than the official game. Because before that, I've only ever played like, oh, this is Kev's level, this is Pab's level, this is a level that Ollie made, or this is a level that the game's provided me. But playing through someone's own tailored world that they've built, oh, it's been a fantastic experience. I've been enjoying it so much, and I've absolutely hammered it. So that's been the majority of my time. I'm laughing. I'm only bringing this up more because of what a ridiculous rabbit hole I've gone down. Last time I was on the podcast, I briefly joked that I've been playing Wordle, Quordle, and Worldle. I am now playing Wordle, Worldle, Quordle, Hurdle, and Global, and tried another one.
Life.
It's become weird. I mean, like, not just a chat for this, but in a general group thing, and there is just a Wordle thread, and people just keep bringing up, I've just discovered this new one. There's one that I've been ignoring called Sedacordal. I don't know what that is. I don't want to click it. I don't want to know what Sedacordal is. Their results are just a load of numbers. But Hurdle's pretty fun. I feel like you'd appreciate Hurdle because it plays you the first second of a song, and then you can either guess or you can skip and it will show you the first 3 seconds of a song, and then you can guess or you can skip again and it will show you the first 6 seconds, and it's up to the first like 20 seconds of a song. So like the other day it was Madonna, Like a Virgin, but I hadn't guessed it. I was like, I think it's Madonna, but I'm not sure which song it is. And then I was like, I reckon it's Like a Prayer. So I hit Like a Prayer, and then it was like, damn it, I got it wrong, kind of thing. But like another one, today's one, I got instantly. So if you had, I reckon you would get today's one first guess without even trying. You'd hear the first second of it and you'd go, bang, I know what that song is.
I ain't doing any more of these. But, these were a pain in the backside and I've only just got rid of them. I ain't doing any more of this nonsense.
Well, fair enough. But I'm enjoying it still. I like the kind of discussion. I think I did get a bit fed up because what I was doing was I was realizing it was midnight, sitting down to do them, and then realizing once I'd done all six of them, it was like 12:45, and I was thinking, I really need to stop. Now I'm doing them in the morning while I'm having breakfast. It's a much better routine. But no, I've been really enjoying it. It's been just fun being able to chip on through it and all of that. But I think other than that, Mario and the Pokemon games, I've not really played anything else. I mean, with the add-on thing, I think part of the reason there's even more hours to that add-on for Pokemon, because some of the tasks they've set are quite long-winded. Like, you have to do a one-on-one battle with a Magikarp that doesn't have any battle moves, but the finger fighting does self-destruct twice. So you need a Magikarp that's powerful enough to withstand two self-destructs, which means you've got to go and level up a Magikarp from like level 50 to level 100. So that takes time to do. But it's like, it feels like they're coming up with, I mean, that might not be the cleverest way to extend the lifespan of a game, but it's one of several things they've added in that you're like, okay, if I sit and do that, which I probably will at some point, that's going to take me an hour or two at least, which means I'm going to have got a 16th hour, a 17th hour out of the add-on, and I'm going to enjoy it. So yeah, I'm very impressed. I'm hoping that's a new thing they're going to be doing with these games, just chucking out little bits here and there, because I'll take it. It's good. But yeah, I'm going to stop talking and mute and sniff for a bit. So yeah, over to Havanana.
Hey, before you do that, let's have an early advert to celebrate the sniffing. I'd love an early advert.
As a contractor, I choose Hardy Fiber Cement because I've seen it outperform wood-based siding and other hard siding materials. The high-quality craftsmanship translates into beautiful and durable results that leave our customers at G-Fidel extremely satisfied. Using Hardy siding has significantly reduced my callbacks and warranty claims, too.
At James Hardy, we're here to support you, from training materials to resources that can help you generate a greater profit. Learn more about growing your business with us at jameshardy.com/build.
Good work, Pabby. Anna, what have you been playing this week?
Not a lot, if I'm honest.
Why is that?
Because I'm playing something old. Oh, I'm bad. So I was playing Assassin's Creed, trying to get to, what was it, 340, to get to the Ragnarok. Yeah, I've given that up because it was taking a while. But I did complete Nottinghamshire.
So did I just now.
Yeah. And so like the Nottingham area of the game. So I did that. That was fun. That was interesting. But then I kept seeing all this hoo-ha about a game that's like 10 years old. So I bought it, and that's all I've been playing again. It was less than a tenner, so I didn't waste like big money on it, but I've been playing GTA.
GTA? Wait, what, the original? I didn't get a word of that. She's just squeaking now.
I don't know why it's so funny. I'm confused.
I've finished this.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is what she's been playing.
I don't know why.
Didn't it? It got a load of new. I forget what it's bloody called now. Pavel, no, but the, is it GTA R or something?
Roleplay.
Yeah.
On the online where you give in 4 million and then you go and do whether you want to be a gun runner or a gambler, or there's always other two, that a drug dealer maybe. That's on the online. I didn't download the online. I don't like online. Online bores me to death. I tried it before and just didn't like it. But I'm just playing the normal game, just doing whatever. But there is like, they've put new things in it. So like, I was just driving around, a blue dot appeared. I went to see, and there was this man in a bulldozer, had some holes dropped on him, him and his car, and I had to move them out of the way so he could get out, but I didn't because I didn't realise what I was doing. And he said, "Tell my brother's wife I love her," and then blew up. And I was like, oh. So there's like these random encounters, like more random encounters. So you have random encounters where you have like a question mark, but these are just things that just like pop up as you're going along. That's fun. It's got ray tracing. I think I turned that on earlier. That was fun to do. I don't know what ray tracing does, but apparently it does something. I've no
reflection
idea.
Reflection thing, isn't it?
Apparently. I don't quite know. I went flying. I can now land a plane. I remember when I played it on PlayStation 3,
impossible.
All I did was crash. But no, I just use the rudders, go down low, and just gently put it on the floor. It's excellent. I'm like, yes, and now I'm going to flying school. So that'll be fun to do. Apparently there's new cars. I don't really know about cars because it's just a game that I don't really look at. But I'll get a shiny car that's bright pink. Because why not? All my characters will have bright pink cars when I get them all.
MGPX rules, isn't it?
Exactly. Pink, and then pearlescent green sheen on it. I like that kind of combination. I do want the chameleon paint, though. I don't know how you get that, but I do definitely want the chameleon paint. That just, it's like all the colours, like hollow, and it's just, like an oil stick on the floor. It looks amazing. So I'm just doing that, and I downloaded the app that iFruit, I think it's called. That was a pain to get on. I don't know what they've done to it, but they've, like, you try and put your, like, email in, and there's no letters, but, like, you know it's being typed, but nothing shows up on the screen. That was annoying. I don't know what it was doing. I changed my password, like, 4 times, because I wanted to, like, get my own, like, number plate on the cars and stuff. It still hasn't worked. I don't know what's happening with that, but...
I imagine it's because... The app was brought out 10 years ago, and it probably isn't.
The game told me to get it.
Well, that's because the game's 10 year old as well, and the game is probably just still telling you to do stuff from 10 years ago. But I'm almost certain that app hasn't been kept up to date.
And I like all the GTAs are on it, like all of them. It's weird. Like it's just like a whole array of all the games, and then you go into the one that you're playing, and like I can do my name, but I can't get it to connect with the PS5. I don't know why. Maybe because, like I said, it's 10 years old. The PlayStation 5 was like not even a pipe dream back then. But yeah, so I've been playing that. It's been fun. And I just go around. I did my first heist. I like this game. I like the game. Like I'm playing it. I'm like, don't remember this. Don't remember this. But like, I remember all the early stuff. So I've just blew up the O'Neill's place. Where what's his face? Trevor. I like Trevor. Like, I don't like him because I think he's like a great guy. I like him because he just doesn't care. He's just like tapped in the head and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go and push that in the river and I'm going to blow that house up. It's just like, all right, you maniac. And he flies a plane. So, but yeah, I'm going to like buy businesses. I'm going to do the stock market. I'm just going to do all of it. Because it was less than a tenner and I'm having lots of fun. Like, trying to find it on the PlayStation Store was, like really annoying. Because, like, you go in the store and, like, GTA Online is, like, splashed everywhere. And I was like, yeah, but I don't... Like, because you can get that for free, I think, for, like, 2 weeks. And I was like, but I don't want to play online. I said, but I know GTA is out. But could I find the main game? No, but what you have to do is, like, go on, click on GTA... Then click on, like, there's, like, 3 dots next to the way, like, where you pay, where you, like, download, and then it says follow, and then it's, like, 3 dots. You go in there, and then it's, like, a whole list, so you can buy the game. You can buy the game, but you can just download just the game part. You don't have to download the online part, because the online part is, like, 80 gig. And I was like, I don't want to put 80 gig when the main game is, like, 90 gig. And I was like, that's mental for what it is. But it is pretty, and it is... nice looking, and it's just pretty, and it's nice looking. It's basically an upgrade for the PS5, but for less than a tenner, because I thought it was going to be full price, and I was like, I'm not even going to buy it if it's like full price. But for less than a tenner, I was 5p off, like, the main amount. I was like, it was like 8.75, and I had 8.70. I was like, what? Why did they put like a weird number? Because like normally it's like 1.99, but it's like always got 99. But this time they put 75, just to be annoying for me. But yeah. So I'm gonna play that for a week, and then next week I'll be all up in like Tiny Tina's business. I'm so excited. Like there's season pass. There's like 3 extra like bits of season pass goodness coming out. I'm gonna get the glitter pack. I'm gonna get the plushie, the pins, the mat. I'm so excited. But
and you're going to be opening it all on YouTube.
Apparently I need a stool so I can stand next to Kevin.
Yeah, we're going to stand, we're going to be at my new unboxing station, which Kevin, has to be you standing up, so you're going to stand on a stool.
Kevin's not opening it because it's
I don't want to open it. I just need to be there to do all the talking and ask you what's what.
But
it's going to be very exciting.
Oh, I am excited.
Your return to the channel formerly known as the Vlog Channel. What a time to be alive.
What a time.
You could use your overhead, couldn't you? And have an,
exactly what we're going to be doing.
Oh, my God. And Beat Saber. Everyone who's been there has been on Beat Saber.
Oh, God, yeah. I've played that. That injured me.
Oh, okay.
I injured my wrist playing that. I had to buy a wrist support. I think I'm too limp-wristed when I flail around with it. And I think I dislocated my hand.
So perhaps,
but everyone that's been on it. So, like, Kevin's daughters, one was on it for Saturday for like 2 hours. Me and Kev just sat there watching her for 2 hours, having time of her life. She really enjoyed it.
We had to spend a fortune on song packs.
Yes, we did. And then the 20-year-old was on, and she had a go for like half an hour. And I've been on it every day. I except for yesterday, because I injured myself on Wednesday. But it's so much fun. Like, I've had the VR for so long, I just didn't get it out, because I played that Astro game on it. I forget what it's called, and that was fun, but it was like, it made me feel sick a lot of the time. I was just like, oh, I don't want to feel sick. But like, and I played I played something where to stand up, and it made me feel so dizzy. Like, I didn't think thought I was going to fall over. But playing this, I don't think I'm going to fall over at all. The only problem is every single person that's played this travels across the front room. And you don't realise, like, I'm doing it, I'm hitting the desk, because I don't know how I've gone from the chair to the desk, and I'm hitting the desk with the... Move controller. So yeah, that's the only like thing I have, that you need a spotter if you need to, like, stay there, stop moving. But we did find the no fail modification. Yes. So we turned that on. Yeah. I turned walls off the other day because I kept moving and I didn't want to keep hitting things, and I had no one to spot me because like everyone was busy, it's the middle of the day, so I turned the walls off. But I really enjoy it. It's fun. Like, I've only charged up my, what are they called, Move controllers the day I used it, and that was over 2 weeks ago, and they're still, like, full of battery. I don't understand how they work. They must just be just a light. Like, they hold so, like, I've never had to charge them since. I was having an issue with it. When I would play the VR, I'd put all the components in the back and everything, but every time I finished, when I went to play like a normal game, it would have this flicker issue, and it was getting on my nerves, and I was like, I don't want to pull the PlayStation 5 out all the time and then taking out a HDMI and trying to shove the other one back in at an angle that I can't really see. I don't want to mess the HDMI back, because that will break me, because that will break my PlayStation 5 and I won't be able to play, and that would be awful. So I was going to set up my PlayStation 4 Pro, because I've still got it. It's still, like, it's in a plastic, like a plastic covering underneath the TV, because it's got nowhere to go, but I don't want to get rid of it in case Andy needs one. So I thought, oh, I'm going to set, because the PS4 worked with the VR, I was going to set that up, but I changed some kind of setting to, like, -2. I have no idea what I was doing, like, what it is, but I put it onto -2, and I'm not having the flickering anymore, but I don't know what it was. It just flicker and go, HDR, and then it would like PSVR, and I'm like, no, I'm not playing the VR, I'm playing a normal game. But it hasn't happened since. Maybe it's the game, like, because all I was playing at the time was Assassin's Creed, and it was only happening with that game. I'm playing GTA, and it's not happened once, so I don't know what was going on with it, but I figured that out. It's not happening anymore. And yeah, I also downloaded the prelude to Ghostwire Tokyo. Like, I really am interested in that game. It comes out next week, the same day as Tiana's Kingdom, so I won't buy it next week. But it's like a graphic novel, and like, it's interactive, so you get to know your team. And I was like, oh, that sounds a bit like Persona, so I might go and play that, like, after Tiny Tina, after I've had enough of that, because obviously Tiny Tina is a big game, and I probably won't finish it for years. But Yeah, there's like a lot of games coming out that I want to play. And now I really want to play Elden Ring, but I'm staying away from it. I don't want to play it. I keep seeing people play it, and I was like, I want to do magic and I want a bow so I can go and shoot these things. But then I watch people play it, and like, you've got these monsters that are fingers that come out of the ground, and that freaks me out. No, 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 no. Ugh, it's just, ugh. No, thank you. But yeah, that's, I'm just trying to think. Did I do anything else? No, that's me. So, over to Pab.
You've set me up like so many different ways I can go with this. Because I've played 2 games of any significance this week.
It's not like you.
Elden Ring is mm-hmm. all I play realistically these days. 40 hours in now.
Wow.
What level am I? I feel like I'm 106, massively.
Jeez.
Silly level. I shouldn't be that level.
Perhaps going hard.
I'm just grinding. That's what I'm doing. Just grinding the levels. Farming the levels.
Mm.
Yeah. And all I do is like I get to a certain amount of runes, and I'm like, okay, we go up to the farm and we get up a level, and then I can then progress through wherever I'm going carefree and not worrying. That's what stresses me out more than anything is the fear of losing your stuff is just...
Yeah, do you only lose runes then? Do you not lose inventory? Is it just
No, you just lose your runes, and then if you die on your way back to your runes, they're gone.
Right.
So you lose them in a boss room, you've got to go back in that boss room and fight. This week was the closest to rage quitting I've got, and I wasn't gonna rage quit. It just annoyed me, and I just like had to put it down and walk away from it. Because like, let's do this when I'm not tilted, because otherwise I'm just never gonna do it. Like it's the boss of like the second main area, which is like Rhea Lucaria, which is like the basically like the wizard school of the place, of the world. And it's all magic stuff, and they're all magic. And basically my magic doesn't do as much damage because they're all magic in there. So I'm not special anymore.
You're special to us, Pabby.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But it's not a nice place. So the boss fight consists of you go into this like big open like chamber, and there's loads of these little like effectively like students, like they're like students of this school, and none of them walk. They're all kind of like sat on the floor and kind of like they kind of lunge at you, and then there's the main professor woman who's in the middle, and she has this big shield around her. And you have to kill you have to kill certain students off to...
Are they the ones that are reading books?
Yes, they throw books at you. Yeah. They throw books at you. And it's a long, arduous task to find out which ones they are, because certain ones like have like a gold aura around them, and you kill them, and then you break the teacher's shield, and then she falls through, and you give her a good hiding for a few levels, and she gets the shield back, and you do so on and so forth. I was like, okay, great, that was annoying. Oh no, that's phase one. You gotta go into phase two then, where she will just one shot you. You get hit with something, you one shot dead. And I'm like, that's what got me annoyed. I was like, because because basically I'd pretty much almost did it first try, and it was it's annoying. I feel like that's a going into the unknown, just going in gung ho. It kind of gets me nearly pretty much everywhere I need to be. The second I have to go and retread my steps and try and do it again, I'm either overthinking it or whatever, because I cannot do it at all. I almost did a troll boss tonight, and I pretty much like smidgen of health left on it before it got me. And I was like, okay, I know what I've got to do. Nope, cannot beat it at all. Cannot beat it at all now. So it's just one of the things I've got to go away, think it, just come back to it.
Leave it alone. Later date. Yeah.
It's, But yeah, we beat that. We've all been there. Who beat the wizard lady? Who beat her? Completed that area now. Got a katana sword. No.
Very nice.
Got a new staff. And just pushing my luck at the minute. That's all I've been doing, just pushing my luck. I'm in Caelid now, which is a pretty grim area. You don't want to be hanging around in there. And yeah, just been like terrified of like today I was just a cast lair to go into. There's a grace point at the start of the bridge as you go in, and you've got to navigate your way across the bridge with all these cannon fodder firing at you. You've got to navigate your way across there, kill all the guys underneath, and at the top there's that big troll, and then I ran past him and then managed to get around the back of the castle up and over it instead of going. I imagine you kill the troll at the front and the gate will open. But I ran around the back and climbed over the back of it. Still not finding another grace point, another checkpoint for me once I'm in there. I managed to find the grace point right next to the boss room. I was like, there's just like a weight lifted off me now. I don't have to just run around with all these souls. And I'm running out of mana, running out of potions, running out of all my stuff, all my flasks. And it's just, that's the most stressful part of it. It's like you're just trying to get to the next point. So if I do die, I don't have to run back and do that massive track back. Yeah, it's pretty much all I've been playing. The other thing that I have been playing is VR related.
Ooh.
There you go. I've been playing a game called Walkabout Mini Golf. I heard about it a little while ago. Probably about maybe a month ago now. And it was on sale on the Oculus store. And it is mini golf. It's pretty much just exactly what it is. Mini golf in VR. And it's got all integrated multiplayer, single player.
I'm interested.
No, Kevin.
And it's just so very cool. It's a cool little mini golf game. You can kind of just teleport to where the ball is, or you can like kind of teleport around and just walk around the course. And it's like the unlockables are all like different coloured golf balls that you can get, and you have to look around the course, and there's just like balls hidden around the course, and you have to like vacuum them up to get them. And I spent like more time just wandering around the course looking for hidden golf balls than actually playing the game. It's a really cool little game. I'm looking forward to actually. I didn't really get to much multiplayer because I couldn't fathom out, like, am I muted? Because I don't think you're automatically muted when you go into a game. So I was like, I don't know whether I'm muting here. So I don't necessarily want to hear all random people playing mini golf. But it's a cool little game of, it's mini golf in VR. And I had to then be very conscious of what I was doing and where I was facing, because like Beat Saber, I pretty much just face one direction and just swing my arms around. This, because I'm like teleporting around and whatever, I get myself turned around and then swinging near my TV and stuff like that, and we can't be having that now. So it's something I've got to kind of like be much more, at least it's like relatively straightforward. I've not got enemies rushing at me. I'm just flailing my arms around at it. I've just take my time, get my bearings, see where I am, and take my shots. It's a cool little game. It really is. It's been a fun thing to just kind of wind down to, because like I'm still trying to do my Beat Saber every day and get a bit of exercise doing the Beat Saber, doing all the different songs and what have you. And yeah, it's just nice just to have something else to do. I feel like all I've been doing is just literally Beat Saber and looking for any other sort of like exercise based games, like music based games. I've got that the Dance Central is on there as well. There's a Dance Central game on there. I was like, I love
Dance Central.
Yeah, it works. But I'm like, this is a lot. I don't think it's tracking my feet, so I could just stand still. There's no way it's tracking my feet. But it's just kind of just bop along to the songs. There's some quite good songs in it as well, to be fair. But I've not played that nearly as much, so I might put it into the rotation of Beat Saber, because I felt like I've been burning out on Beat Saber just because there's not enough music in it.
Mm.
And I know you can go through Steam and go like mod it and literally have any song you want in the game and do all that sort of thing. But the ease of use of just having it on the Quest 2 and just literally firing it up, clicking the button, go, and we're off. And there's no faffing about with cables. There's no connecting it up and loading mods and all different things and what have you. But I do. It's growing on me, the VR stuff at the minute. Yeah, I've been more encouraged by it recently.
Mm.
Looking forward to like being able to, especially with a Quest, is that I could take it outside. I can just go do it in the back garden now. And doing that sort of thing. So
I bet you don't look mental at all doing that.
Well, no one can see me, so it's fine. No one can see me.
I forgot you had a massive tent that you stood in your back garden. Yeah. Only got the dentist looking over you, haven't you?
It's the only thing that probably would overlook me, but they can't see me from any angle sort of thing. You know what I mean? I have to make sure I'd do it on a day that the window cleaners aren't climbing over the back fence and doing my windows.
Is that when they do climb over?
Well, yeah, the ladder comes over and then they climb over with it sort of thing, yeah.
There must be an easier way.
No, there isn't. You just got to prop the ladder over the fence, over the gate, and down the other side, yeah.
Are you sure you're not being burgled?
Don't forget, when we had our garden done years ago, the gardeners took the fence off at the end of
our garden, God, yes,
cut a man-shaped hole in the bush and walked through. So at least they're not doing that.
And the dog went mental for months then.
Do you people not have, like, side gates?
No.
We don't all live in mansions that are accessible from all sides, sheepdog.
Being very comfortable and vulnerable, apparently. Although, I didn't... Do you know what? Oh, my God. It's all... Sorry to go on a slight tangent here again, but I had a man knock on my door the other day and say that some of my neighbours were buying security cameras. Would I be interested in buying one? And I just looked at him and thought, you don't seem very official looking. So I just said, I've already got one. And his face switched so quickly. I felt so uncomfortable. And then he started looking through my windows, trying to spot it. And I was just like, I'm going in now. Goodbye. And he just left. And I've been on alert since, but I am protected by lots of different cameras pointing in this direction. So if anyone did try and come at me, it will be on film, which is probably useful because there's no other defences. I shouldn't be saying this. But anyway, it's had me on edge all week because I don't know what he was up to. He might have just been selling cameras, but... his reaction didn't seem to suggest he was legit. But, sorry, Pab, back on with your game reviews. That's enough of me being attacked.
No, you're actually, Doug. I've not really played anything else. I'll tell you what I did do. I can tell you this. I've put credit on my 3DS account.
What? Why?
Because
isn't it shutting soon?
It is shutting soon. And I think May is the last time to put credit onto your account. And I was like, right, let's put some money onto the you can't just like, I feel like you used to just be able to just pick a game, buy it, and like the Switch, you go, use these funds, PayPal account or whatever it is, connected card or whatever it is on your account and just do it. No. I don't know what's happened on the 3DS store where it's like, you have to go to this website to put money on your account now. I then go on a website, which is just an FAQ, which then links to another website. I'm like, how legit is this? Where am I going? Where's Nintendo? Isn't this officially Nintendo? Have I been hacked or something? I'm going to some weird website and just putting money into someone's bank account. But no, it's legit.
Nudie street passes you've been collecting.
It's legit. I put a chunk of money onto my account. So, because I thought to myself, once the 3DS store's gone, I'm like suddenly like no damn rabbit holes of like top 3DS games to buy and 3DS games that are only on 3DS and games
that are...
What happens
to the games? Because I've got a few Pokemon games like Pokemon Silver.
I think the servers will be up to download for a while, but it's purchasing stuff on the eShop. But then again, there's not always a guarantee that the servers will be online to re-download stuff either. So, it's like...
If Heidi was here, I know that's a bit of a callback, he'd be fuming. I remember him being like, oh, what if the servers get turned off, sheepdog? And I'd be like, well, who cares? But now I'm like, if only someone had warned me, my Pokemon Silver version,
yeah,
it's going to be turned off.
Yeah, but you need to get them re-downloaded. Like I say, I don't know. I'm not certain on whether the actual... It could be a fact that because it's like March. You've got a year basically before the entire store is shut down, March 2023. But they're taking like ways of buying things off the store pretty much effectively in May. So potentially it is a case of everything's going in next year, and you won't be able to even download, re-download stuff. So I don't know. It's quite a scary thought, really.
Did anyone watch State of Play?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Thing. Yes, I will be buying that. Like, I'm not into Harry Potter at all. Like, I've watched one or two of the movies with the kids around. But, oh, my God, it looks like fun. There's so much to do. You can become a wizard or a witch. You can have a broom. You can go and fight monsters. You can raise, and it, like, everything you can do in Harry Potter, you can do in this game. And oh my God, it, like, if you've got 14 minutes spare at any point of the next couple of days and you've not seen State of Play, I swear to God, go and watch this. It's out holiday 2022. Oh my God, like, if you like Harry Potter or just with, like, wizards and fantasy, oh my God, go and watch it. It looks so good. Like, I've told Kevin to go and watch it, but Kevin won't listen to me. But I'm talking to, like, the listeners. If you've got 14 minutes, go and watch the State of Play from PlayStation from this week for the Hogwarts thing. It is, like, the best thing I've ever seen. Like, I remember playing, like, Harry Potter, like, Lego, and I was watching it. Like, I was watching this State of Play, and I was like, oh, I remember that from, like, Lego when I was playing that, but now you can do more, and it's not obviously, like, in Lego. And then I remember, like, I had one of the games on, like, a handheld of some sort. I can't remember what handheld, but I had a Harry Potter game on handheld, and I remember, like, you were in the bedroom, and I remember the bedroom, like, with all the drapes and stuff, but now it's, like, turned up to, like, a million. It looks so good. Like, oh my God, I cannot wait. That will just, like, eat my Christmas, I think. That is, like, one of, like, my top games I want to play this year. But, yeah, 14 minutes, State of Play, happened this week. Go and watch it. Sorry, I had to put that out there because it looked like the best thing in the world. Like, I love fantasy. This looks so much fun. So, yeah.
I'll does quiet also now. Fund a raging monster, so I'm not giving her a penny. I just feel like I have to throw it out there for balance. No, we are the BBC after all, but let's crack on.
I don't think she was part of this, though.
No, I don't think that. But
bro, is there in it?
Potentially, yeah.
Besides that, it looked like a fun game. Like, gameplay wise. Apart, like, away from all that.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Right, when I said let's move on, I genuinely was just like, feel like I need to say it. Let's move on. Didn't mean to make it awkward. Sorry, everyone. This is a fun podcast. sorry.
You're a disgrace.
Wrap up, Chapman.
Are we done them? You lot were still waffling and trash. I thought Pab was still going.
No, I've literally got nothing else of value for you.
Well, we've got 3 minutes to fill. I ain't doing it again.
Just still,
play another advert here still. If you don't get to the full hour. I ain't filling. If you do want to hear me fill, though, just tweet at Pab1986 on Twitter and let him know. And
tell
I'll make sure I do it next week. What?
Tell us how Pokemon works.
I need hours. For that.
You are at lots of events soon. Are any of them coming up imminently? I know
I should probably mention some of those. Yes.
Yeah.
Insomnia 68 at the NEC on, hold on, let me get the date. It's Easter weekend. I am there Saturday, the 16th of April. I will be in whatever they call the meet and greet place now. It's the Creator Tavern or something it's called. I'll be in and out of there all day. I haven't got a time yet, but when I'm not in there, I'll be around the rest of the show buying all the things. But yeah, if you want to come and see me, keep an eye on the social media and we can just say hello and be awkward with each other in public. It would be great. I'm also with Sheepdog going to be at MCM London Comic Con. We'll all be there as usual between the 27th and 29th of May, but specifically on Sunday the 29th of May, me and Sheepdog are going to be appearing on the neurodiversity panel, which is going to be back at that show for the fourth show in a row. We're basically a permanent part of MCM Comic Con at this point. They can't cancel us.
Or she puts on the cover.
They hate
really?
Neurodiverse people at this point. That's got to be it. It's the only way they can cancel us. But they love neurodiverse people, so they keep booking the panel, which is great. And then the only other thing that's confirmed at the moment, he says, looking through his book, is TwitchCon in July, which we've talked about before. But yeah, Insomnia is the one that's imminent because it's less than a month away. So come on down to Insomnia. A lovely time will be had by all.
You're also raiding a football club, aren't you?
I have. Is that as well? I haven't written that one down yet. Sheepdog, you should be my manager.
Start paying me. And
Saturday, I pay too many people already. You do it for free and you have to prove your worth, then I'll pay you. That's how this works. Saturday, the 2nd of April, we are doing a meetup at Leamington FC. The club have got involved to the point where they're badgering my editor to be the mascot and walk out holding the captain's hand, which is amazing. I am desperate for that to happen. But if you came along to the one at Nuneaton a few years ago, this is going to be a similar thing. Although Leamington have asked me to mention it will be similar but better because Leamington are better than Nuneaton.
Confirm that Leamington aren't gonna announce clubs shutting down like Nuneaton did? That was a little bit different. We're having this big
presumably
way.
Not.
Like boys on tour, everyone's having a laugh. This is a party, and then they went, oh, by the way, the club's dead as of today. Like, we're shutting up shop. We spent all our money on this YouTuber that didn't really do anything.
Exactly. But there's no major plan for the day other than the fact that Leamington are playing. We're going to be there. They told me what part of the ground I'm going to be in. I'll confirm that near the time if you come in, but just keep an eye on the Twitter. But let's face it, it's a non-league football ground. You'll see a group of people chanting, do a football, and you'll know that's us. So come and hang out with us. And it was great fun at Nuneaton. We haven't been able to do it for a few years because of the pandemic, but now we can do it again. So we're off to lovely Leamington, and that's on the 2nd of April. What a busy time. I love the fact that everything's opening back up again. It's delightful. Now we've gone over time. We have to cut some of Sheepdog's nonsense out from earlier, Pabby.
You won't be exactly an hour, will it? You'll be fine.
So if you do want to keep an eye on all of this stuff on Twitter, the place you probably shouldn't follow is at MGUK Podcast because it never tweets, but it's there if you want to follow it. What you do want to be following is me everywhere at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K everywhere.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Leicester, folks.